Welcome to The Shift Series 2. I am Kemi Nekvapil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, author, and certified Dare to Lead facilitator. As a coach, it is my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are now to where they want to be. It is my privilege to create a space for you to dig into your internal resources as you focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Let's begin. We love to hold on. We love to hold on to things. We love to hold on to ideas. And we love to hold on to how things used to be. But sometimes, holding on means we're unable to create space for anything new. If we believe the past is better, how do we honour the present? If we believe that people were better in the past, how do we honour who they are now? And how do we possibly create something better than what we had? Today's shift is for letting go. Kyra was a single mum with two teenage sons, Azar, age 15, and Cyrus, age 19. She had wanted coaching to become a better leader within her role as a construction manager. And during our work together, she also realised that she wanted to be a better leader at home. So sometimes our sessions were focused on work, and sometimes our sessions were focused on her parenting. When I asked her what we would be focusing on that day, she said, "It's Azar. I just can't get him to talk to me. I know this is what happens when they become teenagers. They want to go into their shell, cut off from you. Cyrus did the same, but I want to know that Azar is okay." "Do you have a feeling that he's not okay?" I inquire. "I'm not sure. That's why I keep asking him," she responded. "So what would a successful session look like for you today, Kyra?" I ask, to better understand how to support him. "Okay. So what is your major concern here?" When their dad left, Azar was 8. He was devastated in a way that Cyrus was not. Azar would ask me every day for over a year, "When are you and Daddy going to love each other again? When is Daddy coming home?" I would keep telling him that his dad and I loved each other, but we did not love each other as husband and wife anymore, but that we loved both him and his brother more than anything else in the world. And then I noticed somewhere along the way that he stopped asking me about his dad, but he also stopped asking me about anything else, which is why you're always asking him, I assume. "Exactly," she said. "So what I'm hearing is that you had a relationship of open communication with Azar when he was younger, before the separation from his dad, and now you feel as if he has separated from you." "Exactly. I hadn't even thought of it like that, but yes, he has separated from me." "I can hear some emotion in your voice, Kyra. What has moved you?" "I know, without a doubt, it was the best thing for the boys that we separated. But the guilt I feel some days is too much. I want to make it better for him. I want him to know that I am there for him, that we do not need to separate," says Kyra through tears. I respond by saying that it is tough in the teenage years for parents and the teenagers, that it is a time of separation, regardless of the unique circumstances. Developmentally, teenagers move away from their parents. I ask her, "Does Azar know that you are there for him?" "I think so," she says in a questioning tone. "You don't sound so sure," I say. "I know he knows I want to protect him." "Okay, and how does he feel about that?" "Oh, he hates it. He rolls his eyes. He tells me I'm not his baby." "Kyra, what are you holding on to?" I ask. "What do you mean?" "In your relationship with Azar, what are you holding on to?" "Oh gosh, to how it used to be. And how does that feel?" "It feels like there is a hole, like there is something missing," replies Kyra. "And what if you were to let go of how it was and accept how it is now?" "Let go? You mean give up on my son?" "No, I mean give up on the feeling that something is missing so you can connect with who Azar is now." Oh, you mean a grumpy and irritable teenager with no common sense? I wonder what he would say about you, I ask. Oh, that I'm an interfering nag who will not let him grow up. And is he right, Kyra? Yeah, he's right. So if you were to connect with who he is now, how would that be different for the both of you, I ask. I think I'd feel more peace, responds Kyra. And? Well, if I'm not nagging him, maybe there will be space for him to come to me. Maybe if I create some distance and let go, it will, you know, create a space for him to connect instead of having to distance himself from me. And what would that look like in action, I ask her. What are you willing to do to improve this situation? Or what are you willing to stop doing to improve this situation? I know exactly what I need to do. I need to stop running to the door when he gets home. I actually see him flinch when I do it. I will just stay where I am and check in with him at dinner. I will let him have his space. And how does that feel? The feeling of you giving him some space. Azar has never actually given me anything to worry about. He is a respectful and kind young man. I have just let my guilt get in the way. I have wished it was different. And now it's time to let go, I say to her. Yes, she responds. Now it's time for me to let go. And now it is over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where you, the listener, is going to commit to action. Action that is relevant to your situation and your emotional, material, and physical resources. Think of a situation in your life where you could practice letting go. Where are you holding on too tight to how it used to be? What is the impact on the relationship or the situation you find yourself in? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what one action are you hoping to do, going to do if you have the time, or might try and do? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Deborah Messing, when you're passionate about something, you want it to be all it can be. But in the end game of life, I fundamentally believe the key to happiness is letting go. Please note that as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the opportunity to see your situation differently, a chance to reflect, to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me to know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work or to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckvapil.com. That's kemineckvapil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.